We know the pasuk in Bamidbar to Zion by Korach. Korach challenged Moshe Rabbeinu, and he put Moshe Rabbeinu to test. So we know that they were told to bring a korban from the next day. And at that point, Moshe Rabbeinu turns to Ribbono Shel Olam and says to Ribbono Shel Olam, a tefillah to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And he said, please, don't accept the tefillahs of the korbanos of Korach. And Be'etzem, if we look at the words of Moshe Rabbeinu, it's not that tefillah is a shtickle pella. Because Be'etzem, we're dealing with a zman in Klal Yisrael that doesn't make any sense for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to accept Korach's korban. This is the time that Korach is coming along to say, who's in charge? Who did HaKadosh Baruch Hu pick? And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have taken the korban of Korach, it would have been a terrible, terrible, terrible consequence for Klal Yisrael. And it's obvious that HaKadosh Baruch Hu at this stage could have proven a point more than any other time to show who's boss. And the Maisa, which Rabbeinu still feels the need to make a tefillah to say to Ribbono Shel Olam, please don't accept Korach's korban. And the Maisa of Mefarshim asked the Kasha, and many of them answer a similar answer, and they say, Kach is the unbelievable koyach of a tefillah. Kach is the koyach of a tefillah of even something that doesn't make any sense, that can't come out, where the consequences just can't be. But still the koyach of a tefillah, the koyach of koyach coming along to say to Ribbono Shel Olam, please accept my tefillah, it will be a terrible result. And Ribbono Shel Olam would never do such a thing. But still, Moshe Rabbeinu had to come along and make sure that this tefillah wasn't answered. It's an unbelievable koyach of a tefillah. And we know this also for Parshat Eschanan, when Moshe Rabbeinu Moshe tells Klal Yisrael how HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him to stop asking, stop davening Eschanan El Hashem, because if Moshe Rabbeinu would have continued to ask, would have continued to daven, the Ribbono Shel Olam would have had to listen to him. And maybe the Ribbono Shel Olam tells him no. But again, we see the koichos of the tefillah. We see what the Gemara tells us, what the tefillah that the Kohen Gadol offered in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, which we'll speak about Beis Hashem another time, was Dafka Lafuke, some old man over there that was taking his wares somewhere else. And the Kohen Gadol and the Kodesh HaKadoshim had to come and Lafuke is such a tefillah. We don't realize the koich of a tefillah. And the Maisa more than that is we see the koich of tefillah b'tzivu. And this Beis Hashem is what I wanted to discuss tonight, is the halachos, the halacha l'maisa, of tefillah b'tzibah. Because we'll see Beis Hashem is a lot of inyonin that are negeya to tefillah b'tzibah. There was a maisa once with the Ponovitch Rav. The Ponovitch Rav was one time collecting for his yeshiva, famous, went around collecting for his yeshiva a lot. And there was a certain place, and there was a very wealthy fellow there that he wanted to meet. He made an appointment with him, and the wealthy fellow said, listen, I'm terribly sorry, I'm leaving early tomorrow morning on a train out of town. I can't meet you tonight. Meet me tomorrow at 7:30 a.m. sharp. My train comes at 7:45. At 7:30 we'll meet. We'll sit down together. We'll talk a few minutes. I'll write you a check. And there you go. So, Ponovitch Rav said, goodbye. Meeting with such a rich person, it's definitely worth it. So, the next morning, lo and behold, first time in his life, the Ponovitch Rav oversleeps. Now, I'm not talking about oversleeping until 10 o'clock in the morning. I'm talking about 7 o'clock he woke up. No, he overstepped, he woke up at 7 o'clock in the morning and he wonders to himself, hey, what am I going to do now? I have a choice. Either I can daven b'tzibur and therefore I will probably come out zichah miss the 7:30 appointment at the train station. But I'm going to lose the money. Or, no, I'll daven a quick tefillah now, right? Or maybe a little bit now, a bit later, whatever. I'll daven b'yechidus. So I get the money for the yeshiva. Again, he wasn't collecting for himself, he was getting for the yeshiva. He decided, no, I'm going to do it properly. I'm going to do tefillah b'tzibur. You can't lose from tefillah b'tzibur. And lemaisa, that's what he decided. So he goes and done the tefillah b'tzibur. He finishes around 8:30. And he thinks, hold on a second, should I go? I mean, 8:30, the guy was leaving quarter to 8. Not shy, he'll still be there, you know. Hishtadlus is hishtadlus. And off he goes to the train station. He says, listen, at least let me show my face and see what the matzav is. Who knows what happened? He goes to the train station. The place is totally deserted. Doesn't see a soul. No, I probably missed it. He figures I'll wait a couple more minutes. All of a sudden, the wealthy man runs in. He says, oh, I'm so terribly sorry to keep you. I decided to get the later train at 9 o'clock. He sits down with him and he gives him a check that supports the yeshiva for half a year. That's an unbelievable thing. The Polovich Rav said, it just shows you how a person cannot lose by Tvila B'Tzibur. Often we think, you know, we're having Tvila B'Tzibur, we've got Chishbonis of flights and all sorts of things. We have to realize a person will never lose by davening Tvila B'Tzibur. Rav Aaron Rebels once said that if a person davens at home, he doesn't daven B'Tzibur. So not only is it an Aveira, but it's a Chutzpah. And he sends a Moshel. He says, imagine you have a poor fellow that needs a loan from a wealthy person. So he decides to get meets with him and he says, listen, come to my... And the poor man says, you know what? I'm not coming to you to pick up the check. You come to me to pick up the check. That's a chutzpah. So Rav Aaron Rebels is the same thing. You're davening at home by Yechidus, you're asking the Rebbeinu Shel Olam for things, but you're telling him, you come to me. You come to my house, you come to my personal room. So Rav Aaron Rebels, that's a chutzpah, about apart from the Aveira. We also know, he says, let's say, for example, a person was going to be a big official, a big officer, so he doesn't go by himself. How does he go? He goes with a group, he takes the whole island together, he looks more impressive, he walks up to the official, and he says whatever he has to say. Zukav Arim Rebels, if this is what you do to an officer, and achas kama v'kama to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, Melech Malchei HaMelachim, that you want everything from, and you get everything from, and achas kama v'kama, they don't come by itself, that's not respect. Mela, that's why a person has to take the inyan of Tvila B'Tzibur very, very chobot. The Rambam in Hilchos Tvilim Perches tells us Modik Yisroit, and he says where the B'Tzibur Nishmas Tomit, a Tvila B'Tzibur will always be answered. Not only that, he says the Mishabur brings us also is that HaKadosh Baruch was never disgusted by Tvila Shel Lavin. It can be looked at the Mishabur says even Aveiris, people of Mamishah, Bali Aveiris standing over there davening. Tefillah Shel Rabim has a whole different surah, has a whole different Indian being compiled by the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Just one last Indian, there's a Modik Sav Sofer. The Sav Sofer in Parashat Ekev and Perikid Aleph brings down like this. He says, when a person davens B'Tzibur, a person can never lose. No nezek will ever come to you. And he says, that's right in the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Ula Ovdoi B'chol Levavachem, which is the warning that a person should not try and daven B'Tzibur. And then in Shema it says, V'nasati metar artzachem be'itoi. Because after you daven B'Tzibur, then there's no hefzer that will ever come, no nezek will ever come. You'll only get rabba. You'll only get profiting from a person. Ula ovdoi b'chol levavachem. It's a pasuk in Shema. V'nasati metar artzachem. Okay. Now the Maisa, Kach is the Indian of Tzvila B'Tzibur. Let's speak out now some of the halachas on the Negei Lemaisa. Okay, number one. The Chazal are telling us, right, in the Gemara, for example, the Gemara Brachos Daf Ches talks about it by Riches, that a person's Tzvila is normally more accepted when he davens B'Tzibur, rather than when he davens by himself. So that's number one Indian the person has to know. When you daven by yourself, not davka, you'll get answered. When you daven B'Tzibur. So that Tzvila has an unbelievable koya. Now, you look in the Gemara, it talks about wonderful anyonim that a person davens B'Tzibur. Now the Mabit has an interesting chat. Zuk the Mabit, what is the reason why davening Tefillah B'Tzibur B'Davka is more heard by the Rebbeinu Shel Olam and the Tefillahs are more mezkavim? Zuk the Mabit Azoy. Reason number one. He says like this, the presence of a minyan allows for Dvarim Shebikdusha. You can make Kaddish, you can make Bochel, which we know we can only do when we have 10 people standing together, and therefore the Shechina is there, and therefore that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu listens to the Tefillah. So reason number one, where Tefillah B'Tzibur is better, it's going to Dvarim Shebikdusha. Reason number two, Zuk the Mabit, is that any mitzvah that's performed as a group is always more valuable. Just like, for example, if you have 10 people and they're all holding together something heavy, they can actually carry something more heavy than if each one would have added their weight together. Because when you're doing something barabu, doing something in a group, it has automatic more chashivas, and that's another reason why Tefillah B'Tzibur has the same maila as that, and it overrides a tefillah that someone does even b'yochid. Number three, Zuk the Mabit, a tefillah without kavona is not really accepted. The same tefillah that shaloi the kavona that was not accepted b'yochid, Zuk the Mabit will be accepted when it comes to the rabbi. It's an unbelievable thing. The Yisoy B'Shoshu Avoyu brings down, he says that the tefillah of an absolute absolute tzaddik gomel. That in mamish the kavana and the concentration and the ahava and the mamish muyudik doesn't equal a tefillah that was done with tefillah b'tzibur. So it was unbelievable. You said b'sheish v'avoida. Now there is an advisor that says nishnasoy, but pashas yisoyed b'sheish v'avoida is telling us yisoyed that you can have a tzaddik gomel with other kavanas and he's sitting by himself in his room davening. He will not equal a whole tzibur of people davening together. Makes no nafkamina who those people are. Ad kedei kach is the koyach of tefillah b'tzibur. As a moedik shloch, the shloch kodesh is put down, by the way, in the kapachayim. And the Shlomo brings down a famous kasha, and he says, "How is it shaykh? I don't understand." Zot the Shlomo HaKadosh, you're telling me that tefillah b'tzibur is the most unbelievable thing, and it's always the scum like it's the government of Eretz Yisrael. Says the Shlomo HaKadosh, "I have a very simple question. Klal Yisrael, for hundreds of years already, for thousands of years, have been davening for the Geula. They've been davening for Mashiach. They've been davening for the Beis Hamikdash." We haven't got answered yet. So how can you tell me that tefillah b'tzibur is as choshev as it is, when yet we've been doing this for years and years, and we haven't seen an answer? So the Shlach Kodesh, two answers. Answer number one is that the Rebbeinu Shloimeh fulfills every single tefillah in some kind of form. Even not in the full manner, even not in a Dov HaSholim, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu fulfills it in some way. When we daven for the Geula, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the Geula in small measures. In the small redemption of the small geulas that we get, the little miracles that we witness on a daily basis, that also is nichla na atvilas, and that is miskabel. Reason number two to the Shlach Kodesh is that Chazal didn't mean that the tefillah request gets fulfilled, right? The intent of Chazal is that tefillah b'tzibur is not rejected and gets recognition as a tefillah, and therefore the reward for davening is held for the person that's davening, even though the request isn't actually fulfilled, right? So Melech Nachanami, the tefillah is a gvaldik tefillah. Might have come in if it wasn't accepted. But she'ingen tefillah b'yachidus is not the same din of a tefillah. The Kavachayim is a different mahalach. The Kavachayim says, Ein Nachanami, avat it will be fulfilled, but in the right time. Everything's got the right time, and right now the Rabbeinu Shloim is saying, yeah, 100%, just like you have a mother, or you have a father that says to his child, I'd love to give you that, but not right now. That didn't mean you didn't get answered. You did, but you just have to wait a bit. And may the Kabbalah Chaim says, Avada and Avada, Atzvila B'tzibur, is always Miskayim, it's always fulfilled, but just not at the moment that it's utterly gets fulfilled. That's what the Kabbalah Chaim answers that kasha. Let's move on now to Ika, to some of the main halachas. First of all, we saw yesterday the Fishit as a Rambam, is as a Chiv and a Torah, and this is a sacred person to govern every single day. Whatever you hold, right, Avada the Mitzvah, there's a mitzvah to daven b'tzibur, it's only midrabbonim. It's only midrabbonim. Now, some achronim bring down as follows. Some achronim bring down that the entire takana of tefillah b'tzibur, right, the etzem started basically after the Churban HaBayis. Churban HaBayis HaMikdash, at the time of the Beis HaMikdash, the Shechinah was always there, Klal Yisrael was muzoich to have the Shechinah there. So every person done in his own tefillah, in his own private time. Once after the Churban, when we didn't have the Shechinah so much, the Anshei Knesset Gedolos we spoke about yesterday made a special Nusach HaTefillah, and they also were misaken that the Tefillah should be governed the Dafka b'Tzibur in front of the Olam. Now the Shulchan Aruch has a very interesting lashon. The Shulchan Aruch, when he discusses the halacha of Tefillah b'Tzibur in Sefer Tzadik, in Aruch Chaim, so the Shulchan Aruch says mefurish yishtadel, and from here is a lot of a misconception, because people learn the Shulchan Aruch and they say, oh, it only says you shtadl to daven with a minyan. No article translates it as try to daven with a minyan. So in Ochanami, that's a bad lashon of the Shulchan Aruch. With Moshe, however, in Igus Moshe of Chaim Chedid Beisim Chozayim, he says, no, that's not pshat. The pshat of the Shulchan Aruch doesn't mean that the mitzvah of daven with tzibur is an optional mitzvah. No! So with Moshe, the pshat in this wording is to tell you that you're not mechoyev to actually travel so far, more than 18 minutes, whatever, to find the minyan. But everyone agrees that the actual tefillah b'tzibur is a chiyuv. Like the Minchas Yitzchok says in Chelek Zayin. So the Minchas Yitzchok, ishtadl is going on davening in the Beis HaKnesses. But avada the etzem tefillah b'tzibur is a chiyuv gomel. And that's the maisa of the psak and the maskona of Roiv Gedolei Achronim B'poskim, that tefillah b'tzibur is a chiyuv double. Even though Shulchan Aruch said Yishtadul, that's the halacha. Now, the Maisa, the Moody Gazach, the Fisam Mishayim, the Fisam Mishayim, listen to this Pesach, it's a moment of unbelievable Pelad Moody. The Fikam Mishayim, if a person misses Davin Betzibu, no, he doesn't manage, Davin's by himself, he didn't Davin Betzibu, and then afterwards he finds a minion, he has to Davin all over again, Betzibu. The Fikam Mishayim, we're not passing this way, Halacha Maisa, or it's Kedai to know, after the Kach, is the chiyuv for a person to daven betzibul. Now, let's go to very, very important point. What means betzibul? Right? Avada nevada, now we know there's a chiyuv, it's like a mailas, it's kabal de gazachan. What's the maisa? What does it mean to daven betzibul? What's considered to have davened betzibul? So it goes like this. There's different levels of what's considered davening betzibul. Right? We'll go through this one by one. The chaye odom. The chaye odom says, what does it mean if davening betzibul is 10 people starting Shmoneh Esra together? You have 10 people governing Shmoneh Esra together. The Chaya Odom, you have just done Tfilah Betzibul. Now, the Mishnah Brura says that all of them should start Shmoneh Esra at exactly the same time. Not that they're all governing Shmoneh Esra, but the Chaya Odom is the first one.
What is Chaya Odom saying?
You have to have 10 people governing Shmoneh Esra together. The Mishnah Brura says it's better for a person to have all 10 people to start Shmoneh Esra at exactly the same time, and then it's a real Rav Shalim, Tfilah Betzibul. Now, other poskim, the Be'er Moshe, the Tzelah Chacham, others, they want to say no. As long as a person starts what the Tzibul is saying, the first Brachah of Shmoneh Esra, no, that's considered to be Tfilah Betzibul. Now, the Maisa, whenever it happens, B'di'evet, Chas V'Shalim, Rachmona Litzlon. If a person comes late to Shul, he comes late, he walks in late, what should he do now? Avad and Avadi should try to davening when the Tzibul is still davening, because that's the best time for Tfilah Betzibul. Because even if you miss the beginning of Shmoneh Esra by Mary, for example, whatever, that being the halachas of what to skip and what not to skip. But at least to try and get the zman when the olim is davening Shmoneh Esra at some time, and the maid it's still considered to be some kind of Tfilah Betzibul. That Rav Moshe says, no. You don't have to start at exactly the same time as the Tzibul. You don't have to start exactly the same time as the Tzibul, as long as they're davening. So the Maisa is the Seder. Why? Because it says, Boshev, it's right for every single person to daven the same word as his friend. It's not right. So it means, Kuzman, that the davening is the Maisa considered to be Tzvilah Betzibul. Now, what happens if a person missed davening completely? If Boshev missed Tzvilah Betzibul, he walks in, they have finished, they said Kaddish, everyone's finished Shmoneh Esra, what do you do now? So if you find one person still davening Shmoneh Esra, and you start together with him, not Dafka, together with him, in other words, you have a Schlepper, he's still davening Shmoneh Esra, everybody else is finished. And you start Shmoneh Esra, it's a little degree of Tfilah Betzibul. It's good that if a person can, he sees someone doing Shmoneh Esra, he can hop in there and get a shtickle din of Tfilah Betzibul. Now, let me go in weiter. There be some poskim, for example, the stipend brings in Orchus Rabbeinu, it's shaykh even to skip some parts of Zuba de Zimra to catch up with Dabi Shmoneh Esra, even if you're only going to dab with one person. Now again, when it comes to skipping Zuba de Zimra, we hope to speak about this at a later stage, because again, as we know, Zuba de Zimra are the pipes, and if you mix up the pipes, you ain't going to get there. It's a problem. Zuba de Zimra is mahalach. It's a mahalach to get higher and higher and higher and higher, to eventually reach Kriv, Nechus Kriv Shema, and then Shmoneh Esra. If you push to skip a couple of halalukas and a couple of Zuba de Zimras over there, you're messing up the pipes over there. So again, it's not possible to skip things of Sukkah de Zimra at all. But however it could be with the stipler, and Rosh Rabbeinu says that in order to do Tfilah Betzibul, even if there's only one person going to be davening there, you'll have him, so the Maaseh Tzkidai to do so. Now, when we get by
them. What does the stipler say? That you can skip? That you can skip?
Sorry? You can, yeah. In order to get even to one person of davening Shmoneh Esra. Now, says the Chasam Sofer. The Chasam Sofer says as follows. Let's say a person missed davening together with the Tzibul. You finished, go in there, Eli came in, Maariv, everybody's finished. What do you do now? So it looks like Sofa. You can still do Tzibul Betzibul by davening word for word with the Chazan. Right? The Chazan, as we know, this is Yadutik Halach, I'm not sure everybody knows Halach, I'm not going to go to the details now. Oh, but if a Chazan starts, Chazor is a Shatz, and I say word for word, Mitchelevat Soif, with him, Zutlach Sam Soiba, this Avad is considered to be Chazar, it's considered to be Tfilah Betzibul. Now, Rav Moshe Zatzal.
And Kedusha.
Now, Rav Moshe Zatzal is Choylik. And he said, what are you talking about? This is called Tfilah Betzibul when there's one person davening? That's not considered to be Tfilah Betzibul. Well, the Seder is a Chaylik of the Tzibul that we're davening. Here's another Shmoneh Esra. Maybe Yish Lachalik. Oh, Rav Moshe says, no. The Tzibul is no longer davening. That's not considered to be Tfilah Betzibul. The Chazan Ish. Simon Yutesner Chaim says that even if a person davens with a chazan, it's not real tefillah betzibur. Oh, but the Maisa has a shtickle quality of a tefillah betzibur, right? So again, about the evidence, if you're stuck, then that's what you should do, to try to daven word for word with the shliach tzibur. Now, the Chofetz Chaim, Yedua, would daven a long time, and it was very hard for him to catch up with the tzibur, especially in the regular, you know, you can imagine his kavanah, really good concentration. So what he ended up doing was he always daven chazor sashas with the shliach tzibur. Now, I found an unbelievable tzlach. The tzlach in brachas. So I know you're there from Pasuk Mamish, but again, it's a mile that a person can have as a bit of the gematzah. What happens if a person missed everything? He missed Tefillah Betzibur Da'olam. He missed the Chazor HaShatz. He's Mamish davening Azal Meir the Kapsuk of the Zemun for 25 minutes. By the time he gets there to Shemin Esa, everyone's holding by where? Asher Yevolatziyim. Zut the Tzlach in Brochus, Levi Tzamach Harinim. There's still an Inim of Tefillah Betzibur to daven Shemin Esa while the Tzibur are davening Asher Yevolatziyim. Again,
some people are learning there.
Learning? Yeah. I'm
talking about the Tzibur. It's the same thing about Asher Yevolatziyim. For you to say Shmoneh Esrei when the people are saying about Asher Yevolatziyim.
Yeah. Now, let me get back. Ooh, okay. Okay, very good. Very good. How about you come to a matzav where not everybody wants to daven? You find six people, for example, that need a minion. Four people say, "Change it out, really don't, not interested anymore." Nope, you can't do me a favor. Join us in the minion. We'll make up as a minion for marriage. Nope, what do you do in such a situation? So the Maisa of Shlomo Zalman held that such a minion is not really davening betzibur. Again, six people require a minion. They have not davened yet. Four people, the Maisa, have davened already. So Shlomo Zalman held that's not considered tefillah betzibur. Now, others are choyvik, for example, the Mashal from the Mishnah Berurah, that Pashat's got a din of Tevilah Betzibur, and the Chazan Ish said like this. He said, you can't consider the Shemayin Esser of six people to be Tevilah Betzibur, because the six people got the Shemayin Esser, as they take the Chazan Ish. Others, so the Chazan Ish, the Chazan Esser shots that you do afterwards, so that's another considered to be a Tevilah Betzibur. So when's that Negeya? Pashat is a Mincha. But by Mary, have you got yourself a problem? It's not such a din of Tefillah Betzibur, and therefore you have to be careful. Again, if that's all you're stuck, that's all you can do, then a verda, you can be seimich on that. I found a Murdika Murmotcha Banet, that's how. Amisha, Murdika Tshuva. He writes over there, that a verda, there's no Tefillah Betzibur when you have less than 10 people in a minion, right? But if you have two people, that daven together, you have two roommates, they come back, they realize, bye bye, we missed the minion. What do you do now? Can't find a minion, there ain't no minion all over Yerushalayim. Zuka Motcha Banet. They were davening together at the same time. And that is not considered Tefillah Betzibur. There ain't 10 people here. But it's got a mile of Tefillah Betzibur. When you have even two people, or even three, even more, then it has some kind of mile that it won't be rejected by the Ribbono Shel Olam. Now we're going to invite you a few more other halachas to gather Tefillah Betzibur. We'll just do one more halacha, and we'll speak about traveling Be'ez Hashem tomorrow. And that is as follows. The makor of the following halacha Betzim is a Rashba. And the Rashba is medaming many things to Hilchas Zimun. And the shayla is, how together do the minion have to be? When you've got a couple of rooms, in the gate, as just not shit, all sorts of things, you're making a minion, this one's walking over here, this one's walking out that door, what is considered to be Tefillah Betzibur? What's considered to be a minion? How can you extend people to a minion? So the Maisa, the Shulchan Aruch says Mufurish, that if you have some of the minion in one room, and some of the minion in a different room, right, and it's 5 and 5, let's say, even if there's an open door in between the rooms, you can't extend them to a minion. Got 5 in one room, 5 in the room next door, open door between, you cannot mistarif them to the minion. If they can see each other from their separate rooms, which is obviously the gate by Nezer's Noshin, then the Maisa, you can combine them to form a minion. Now, that's if you're combining the minion from two different rooms. What if you already have a minion? Dying! There's already a minion in the room, there's already a minion in the shul, everyone's coming to the Betzibur, and you've got a couple of people on the other room, in Nezer's Noshin. Are they considered to be davening betzibur? Tremendous shayla in the poskim. The Mishnah Berurah says because it's a major shayla, a person should not do that, and he should be dafka try to daven in the room itself. Right, look in the Shulchan Aruch. It's in Chofet Gimel that a bad. It's not kedai for a person to be in a separate mishus, a separate room, than the rest of the tzibur. I want to finish. Actually, we have a few more halachas that we'll do Be'ez Hashem tomorrow, but I want to just finish with one maisa. The Berurah maisa goes like this. A lot of people have. Kidu, when it comes to certain things, they go all out, right? Baruch Hashem, when they're religious things, they're merely gazata. There's such people, when it comes to minyanim, do the same thing. That's something called a minion club. They form a minion club, and come what may, these people will dabble with a minion, whatever happens. It's a murder, and you have to know, when it comes to such a tough situation, it's difficult sometimes. You know, it's easy when you're in yeshiva, when you're in work, whatever, but when you're traveling and all these sorts of things, when it gets tough, you have to be the one to say, if there's a will, there's a way, and I'm going to do it. So where there were such individuals, there was one in Lakewood, for example. There was a certain youth in Lakewood. He went to a shir, he heard about Tzvita B'Tzibur, he said, how could it be? I'm going to daven B'Yechidus, the Rebbe Shem might not answer me, but when I daven B'Tzibur, the Rebbe Shem won't answer me. How is it shy for me to ever miss a minion? And he decided, that's it. Come what may, I'm going to make myself a minion club, I'm going to get a couple of friends, he got two of his friends to join him, and they made a Lakewood minion club, and they decided, absolute chir, we are making upon ourselves, 3 times a day, we are going to daven with a minion. Okay. First problem came up, number one. One of the members of this minion group was planning a trip to Eretz Yisrael. No, let's say that this is when it starts to get difficult. Now, what happens is the wallet gets involved. How does the wallet get involved? Because the travel agent told him the following. They said like this. You want to go to El Al, to Eretz Yisrael, it costs you $1,249. Right? Trip, round trip to Eretz Yisrael. Swiss Air, on the other hand, are offering a round trip for $649. She said, that's great, $649, that's brilliant, almost half price. The only problem is the Swiss Air option involved him stopping over. The Gitza, he would have missed Maariv. Now, $600 is a lot of money to pay. He was in Koilov at the time, and it's a lot of money to pay for a Maariv. The Maisa, he was a Minion Club member, he took El Al and he paid the extra. Maisa number two, there was another member of the group. Minion, not always does it go that way. Right, Maisa number two. It was on a certain night, one of the people in the group looked at his watch, 11:45 p.m. Oh, you fire didn't have marriage. Nope, what are you doing, Lakewood? You go to Satma. So he went to Satma, and normally the place is buzzing, everybody's all over the place, we got until who knows what time. Great! He walks in there, 3 people, waiting for the minion. Nobody knows what's going on. What's going on tonight? What didn't turn out what he thought? He waited 12:15 at night. He realizes, oh, bye, there ain't no minion coming. So he says, Lakewood is dead. There's no such thing as a minion after 12:15 in Lakewood. So he decides, what's his option? I belong to the minion club. There's no way I can go this night without doubling a minion. He says, there's a place in Flatbush, Shemesh Shabbos. Shemesh Shabbos in Borough Park, I'm sorry. In Borough Park. And there's a place over there, I think I've been there. And the place over there, Mamish Yomun below, that there's never a minute without a minion. So he decides to travel from Lakewood all the way to Borough Park, Lamaisa. He finds his minion, he gets his man, and an hour and a quarter later, he comes back to Kitza, 3 o'clock in the morning, he finally gets back into bed, but he never married. Topic is a something, you've got to keep to it. And the last thing is one of the other members, when he one time, obviously he's fractured his something in his neck, and he was driving against some ice, he went to hospital, they put him on an IV, he looked at his watch, he said, hold on a minute. So all the doctors, you know the tests? I need a 20-minute break. They all looked at him like, we think we're a 20-minute break. Get me off this machine, I need to leave for 20 minutes. They just didn't know what to do. They took him off, he went out, he got himself a minion for whatever it was, and the Maisa, he got his minion, he came back 20 minutes later, they couldn't believe us, I'm a serious nefesh for a minion. One last thing I was saying, Mama Shamuti Gazak. There was another minion club in Flatbush. And in this Flatbush, it's a similar boat, everybody was macked on, there was a certain fellow was on a flight. Whatever it was, he realized himself that if I get this flight, I'm going to miss my minion for Mincha. So he calls up his friend before he gets the flight. He said, listen, I need you to arrange me in the airport, right before Shkia. I need you to arrange me in the airport. I'm talking with a friend of mine. So I need 8 guys. I'm paying each of them $100. Each $100 to come to the airport to get my Mincha. No, but then he comes to his destination. He looks in the airport. Where's everybody? So he calls up his friend and he says, what's going on? He said, listen, they're on the way, but the traffic is unbelievable. Chock-a-block the way to the airport. There ain't no way they're getting to you. And he's done for Shkia. He said, $800. I want my minion. So he decided to make a plan. He found there was an exit that they were near. He said, he'll travel the other way. He'll get off at the same exit and I'll dive a Mincha. And Baruch Hashem, he got his minion. What was even better than that, with the end of the story tacking in this one, was 2 weeks later, when he got a phone call from a Florida office after a big hurricane. So the governor made a whole state of emergency, whatever it was, and they're trying to find shelter for people. Because one of the buildings that he owned came into the government's attention, and they called him and they said, we want to offer you $80,000 to rent it to the state of Israel. He agreed, and he said, look at that, $80,000. I got exactly 10 times. $800 that I spent in my minion. If a person takes upon himself that the devil with a minion, come what may, whatever the matter is, the more the gesiata de shmai that a person gets, the Ezer Shalom, I say, tomorrow, will continue with the logos of minion.